Jason Big Joe, 1025, 1063, the game on this Wednesday, live at Titans training camp. Kenneth Murray scheduled to join us here in just a few minutes. While we have a few minutes, I want to give a shout-out to my mom. Happy birthday to my mom today.
Happy birthday. What are you doing? What are you doing for dinner tonight?
She's doing some stuff with some friends, so we're going to do something this weekend.
Okay.
So
that's a no.
That's a no. Okay. I'm hosting trivia tonight.
Where?
And out on the west side.
You're not going to tell me? Well, I mean, what is this life that
I'll
you
I'll tell you off the – I don't want 75 people showing up.
Maybe why don't you?
Because it doesn't hold 75 people.
Maybe the owners of your little bistro would like this.
Brew House West.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. I was going to say Chick-fil-A in Bellevue.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
I guess not.
That's it. So looking forward to that. Kenneth Murray is going to join in a second. All right, I'm going to read a tweet, and I just want to get your reaction to this because it made me laugh.
Okay.
This is from Ben Volen. He covers the Patriots. Takeaways from Tuesday. Not the prettiest practice, but at least no drama. Seems like a shot there.
Yep.
Milton has shown more than May.
Uh-oh.
Joe Milton. Talking about the former Vols quarterback.
That'd be something. Look, he's got the arm.
He's got the arm, but, I mean, he's
– if you put it together, now you work – look, a lot of times – I'll tell you this. It's the great Bobby Knight interview. He signed a guy named Juve Blob.
Yeah.
Who was 7'2", who was terrible. Terrible basketball player when he got him. The guy said, why are you signing this guy? He's terrible. And Bobby Knight says, Chase, I can't teach him to be 7'2". I can teach him to play basketball. One of the best lines of all
time.
That's
a great line.
So if you could teach Joe Milton the game in a different way where he could understand it better.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a great arm and a great talent. I know there were times in Knoxville we threw the ball 800 miles. But if you could get a guy who works with you on that and maybe it clicks at some point. Good for him, man.
Caroline Fenton quote tweeted that and said, Milton has shown more than May. Just wait until you see him throw an orange. Canton immediately.
Right. True.
He did do that. So what are you curious of when it comes to Kenneth Murray? He was a part of these free agent signings this offseason. I guess finding his role.
Just what appeals to him about coming to the Titans with an unknown or new coaching staff. I know he had a new coaching staff coming in there with the Chargers, but still, you know, it's a place he'd been for 4 years, familiar with everything. And we joke about some things about you know, how close you live to the facility, what's it like when you leave here and all that. And the guys want to be comfortable in a lot of ways. And so just how things are here, what appealed to him to come over and do this? Because if you look at it, it's not like, you know, this team is going to win the Super Bowl. They're an odds-on favorite in the Super Bowl. But what stood out? I know you got paid well, but you like Denard Wilson, you like Callahan, you like Simmons, you like this and that. So what stood out for you?
Unrelated, here's a question I have. So Robbie and Rexrow did the show this morning.
Uh-huh.
Look at this chair I just sat down. Why is it whenever Rexrow's on a remote, a chair ends up looking this way?
He had his own chairs today.
He did, but, like, this wasn't like this yesterday.
Is it broken? It is broken.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I moved it, because I don't want Kenneth Murray to – yeah, that's all we need is Kenneth Murray out for the season because we broke a chair.
Right. Oh, my goodness. He's got a chair. I don't know where it broke, and we brought it out here to practice. So I guess Rex Road broke a chair.
So I think we're in a little bit of a holding pattern. Do we want to do birthdays?
Sure.
While we wait on Kenneth Murray?
Yeah. He's running.
Oh, he's on the way.
We want that hoodie.
Yeah, that is a nice hoodie.
No. Okay. It's going to be on our desk here in about 5 minutes. So. Those Oiler hoodies are so awesome.
Yeah, I love
awesome.
Them. I think the kind of the mix of the Titan stuff and the Oiler stuff is cool.
Oh, man, that looks so good.
But I kind of want one or the other. Like, you know, one or the other is kind of how I feel. But it's kind of mixed. It's cool.
Daniel Brunskill said hi to you.
Yep, Daniel Brunskill coming over. Some of the players doing a signing now, and Kenneth Murray should join us momentarily.
Well, let me pull up birth. I can pop a couple birthdays here. I was not prepared for this. I'm usually
in a four-corner stall.
I'm usually not very good with this. We're going to get Don Rickles over here to play celebrity birthdays with us. When he's not locking the bathroom door at the portable bathroom over there. Oops.
And by the way, Edward
wins today. We should have given him boys and men tickets because I was like, is this guy really pissed off about this?
All right, here, first birthday real quick. Don't hit the sounder, Dr. Crane. You're good. Mark Cuban. How old's Mark Cuban today?
63.
68.
66. Dr. Crane's got one. Okay. Dr. Crane, proud of you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is 67.
excuse me, 61.
62. Dr. Crane rolling, 2-0. Who is this guy? Dean Cain, Superman.
Dean Cain. Which Superman was he?
Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 64.
74.
58. Good job, guys. My good buddy I'll be seeing Saturday night, Zach Brown. How old is Zach Brown?
Zach Brown is 44.
51.
46. It's 2-1, Dr. Crane. Well done. BJ Novak, you played Ryan on The Office.
49.
44. 45.
Yeah.
Dr. Crane, I thought I went too old. A few more here for us as we go down the list here. Singer Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I think he sang, "This diamond ring doesn't shine for me anymore."
83.
90.
79. Actor Michael Biehn, he was the good guy in The Terminator, the bad guy in Tombstone. He's also in Aliens. Michael Biehn.
68.
54.
68 exactly. Tied at 3. Next one wins as we wait on Kenneth Murray. Drummer Bill Barry of REM. Bill Barry of REM.
62.
68.
66. Dr. Crane's up 4-3. Author J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter.
71.
64.
59. Yeah. So we get one more here before we go off before Kenneth comes over here. And Tim Couch, former Browns quarterback. This is it. Chase, you're up 4-3.
Former Kentucky quarterback, too.
Yep.
I'm going to say he is 46.
52.
47. Chaser wins. No, it ties it. 4-4. I'm sorry. Ties it up. That's all. I got nobody else.
Okay. There you go.
It's good to end on a tie.
Well
Kenneth
done.
Murray getting a little jogging. Then he's going to come over. He might be walking this way.
Walk this way.
Looking forward to him. So we're at Omni tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
By the way, wanted to mention, and I'm not going to sit because I don't want to fall. The PFL, we've been talking about the Professional Fighters League that is coming to Municipal Auditorium on Friday. They have announced that Big and Rich is going to be performing
before
the event. Okay. So they will do their famous song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. As Kenneth Murray approaches our broadcast location.
Yep.
After he signs a couple autographs for some kids.
You know, he played with two Heisman Trophy quarterbacks in college. Can you name them?
No.
At Oklahoma.
Oh, Baker and Kyler.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Nice.
Going up against those guys every day in practice.
Well done. You're just full of trivia.
Oklahoma, man.
I am going to try and sit down and see if this thing holds together. This could be interesting. Kenneth Murray joins us now here on the Chase and Big Joe show after Titans practice today. We'll get that. Yeah, there you go. Kenneth, how you doing?
I'm good. How y'all?
Doing fantastic. How'd it feel out there, day number 2 in pads?
I feel good. I love being in the pads, so yeah, it's feeling good. I'm glad that we're back in the pads. Got them back popping. So
feel like it yesterday and today. The heat, the pads got a little chippy out there, which a little chippy's okay.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know how it is. You know, you come out here, and you know it may get like that. And so You know, we love it.
Are you a trash talker? You like talking a little smack?
Yeah. I'm a bit of both. You know, I like to talk it, but I also like to talk my past a lot too. So
yeah.
I'll talk some trash, but a lot of times when dudes started talking, that's when I started laying them pads. So
yeah. You make them feel it.
I love you. You had some choice words for some people on the offensive side of the ball. When you don't feel like Kenneth, they're giving full 100% effort, does that piss you off?
Yeah. Sometimes in some of the drills, I feel like, you know, it's set up for the offense to win, and, you know, I kind of get a little heated there. But, I'm a guy here trying to just, you know, give my best, come out here every day and get better. And obviously, you know, anybody on the team that's not doing that, you know, obviously, you know, you're going to have a problem with that when you're doing that. So, yeah.
Well, what appealed for you coming here? I mean, I know you could have stayed in Los Angeles with the Chargers. New coaching staff there, but a whole new environment here and new coaching staff and everything. What stood out about the Titans for you?
Oh, man, just the, you know, the coaches coming in, you know, being able to be in, you know, Denard Wilson's system. I feel like it fits me really well. I think, you know, the way where we're calling plays, being super aggressive, I think that's just going to be able to take me to another level. And I think that's what I came here to do, is just to be on a whole nother level and show really what I can do.
What did you know about Denard Wilson before you came here?
That he came from Baltimore, and I knew a lot of people talk really highly of him about, you know, how he motivates his players, how he, you know, gets everybody lined up, and just a hell of a coach. And so I think up to this point, you know, he's been exactly that. You know, I can already say I run through a brick wall for that guy. So, you know, I really love playing under him. You know, I'm excited every day we come out here, we get to, you know, take another step and build this thing and, you know, ultimately achieve our goal of being the best defense in the league. So, yeah.
What have you learned so far about some of your teammates? I know you've gone through the mini camp and all that process, but training camp, I feel, is where you really get to know each other. So what's some things that have stood out?
Oh, man, we got a really good group. I feel like, you know, definitely on the back end, we got dogs all across. And then up front, you know, we got dogs too. So, you know, I think right now, you know, we're all just kind of, you know, getting used to playing with each other. But, you know, I'm loving it. You know, I'm loving playing with, obviously, Jeff. You know, he's a guy that's extremely aggressive up front. And then, you know, on the back end, we got Snead, Cheeto, you know, Jamal, you know, all those guys. So it's just been, you know, just a chemistry process of getting in, you know, everybody getting used to, you know, the way I communicate, the way they communicate, and just making sure we all on the same page and just flying around.
Something that we've talked about is, you know, this team's gone through a lot of changes, a lot of new faces like yourself that are here. And so with that, and, you know, some people moving out, Derrick Henry was a big leader on this team for a long time. Now it's time for other guys to step up.
Right.
Is that kind of a natural process that you watch guys that just ascend into that leadership role?
Yeah. I mean, you know, some guys just have it naturally. You know, I feel like I'm a guy that, you know, I have it naturally. And I'm also in a position where, you know, you have to be the leader. And so, you know, being a guy that's out there, you know, calling the plays, you know, I'm in front of the huddle every time. You know, we're just giving little tips and reminders. And you know, always just, you know, standing on the guys, being positive, and then trying to make sure that we go out there and, you know, play the best ball that we can play. So, you know, it's going to be extremely fun for us this year, you know, to continue to grow together and just continue to go out there and battle.
Are you the green dot guy?
Yes, sir.
We've talked way too much about the green dot here in the media about all that. But that's, I mean, I'm not saying it's a lot of pressure, but a lot of guys embrace that role. You embrace that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've done it in the past. I did it this past season with the Chargers. So it's a position I'm extremely comfortable in. You know, I know what comes with it. And so, yeah, I'm extremely comfortable doing it.
Now, let's talk about your time at Oklahoma. There's a reason you moved to the South, because Oklahoma's now in the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun as a former all-conference player? You had three great years there. Are you looking forward to your Sooners being in the SEC?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, obviously, you know, we got BV, you know, running the show out there. And so I'm looking forward to them guys going around, you know, flying around, making plays on both sides of the ball. So, you know, it's Boomer Sooner for life, baby. So, no matter what conference we're in, I expect us to go out there and get it done. So,
well, you got, you know, Teandre is a Texas guy. You got Jeff, Mississippi State. It goes on and on and on.
Teandre, man, me and him, we done already had our conversations. Several, you know, horns down going towards his way.
That's good. But see, that's all what makes this great, because you guys have your college love, but you come together on the same team because you got a common goal.
Absolutely.
It's fun. It builds that camaraderie, man.
Absolutely, for sure. Yep.
I love all that.
Is there any Oklahoma State? Yeah, they're Mason.
Mason, yeah. Yeah, man, that. Yeah, we done had a couple conversations too. Man, it's been fun, man, being with these guys.
I love that though, like, because, you know, we've talked to, like, JC was over here and talking about, you know, Bama and talking a little smack stuff, and the college football game's out, so everybody's kind of doing that. But it's like it doesn't go away. Like you're Boomer Sooner for life, like you just said, and those rivalries kind of help you bond as a team too.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, beat Texas all the time.
How did a Texas boy get to Oklahoma?
You know, I just wanted to get away a little bit. You know, I got recruited by both. Both were definitely my parents probably wanted me to go to Texas. But the tradition of Oklahoma obviously won me over, and so I think that's just what it was.
I love it. You played with Baker, yep. Kyler Murray, Heisman yep. Trophy winners, which a lot of guys never get to play the Heisman Trophy winner. What made those guys special?
You know, just the way they went out there every week and just made plays. You know, Baker was a guy that was extremely vocal, you know, led the troops, and Kyler was just a tremendous talent. Went out there and just made unbelievable plays. So I think both of those guys, just their playmaking ability.
Were you on the team when Baker planted the flag at Ohio State?
I was right there in the middle.
My man.
Speaking of SEC quarterbacks, you got one here in Will Levis. Yep. And watching him, I know you're just getting here with him, but on the other side of the ball, what do you see in how he commands that huddle and runs that offense?
Yeah, definitely has a command. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of poise from him right now. You know, he's coming out, you know, getting in and out of checks, getting the guys lined up. And then, you know, he has a tremendous touch on the ball. I like the way he slings the ball. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, him leading us this year and us having big things.
Fantastic.
Kenneth Murray is with us. Kenneth, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to meet you. We look forward to watching you on the field.
I appreciate you.
Thanks. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one. That's going to do it for the Chasing Big Joe show. Turn things over to Willie and D-Mace. Coming up next, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.